downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, November 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Downstate Kim, who's following different news stories, she says ballots are still being counted in Maryland, Ohio, and California. President Donald J. Trump's lead in the popular vote of 2.5 million is now being projected to go down to just a half a million. Of course, they cannot accept the narrative that Donald Trump won the national popular vote. My question is very simple. Today's Thursday, November 21st. The election was 2 weeks and 2 days ago on November 5th. This being Thursday, 2 weeks after the election on Tuesday, November 5th. Why are ballots still being counted in these states? Who's in charge of those elections? Barb Ageman texting in, remember it was Dave who was all over the licenses that Terry Lynn Lamb was giving to illegals when he was state representative. He had all kinds of evidence from people who worked in the Secretary of State's offices. Well, guess what? He was a loud opponent to what Terry Lynn Land was doing with the voter motor registrations at the time when she was Secretary of State. Dave is very familiar and all over this issue, this topic. Patrick Kobeck is all over it. Ruth Johnson is all over it. State Representative Josh Shriver is all over it. And it's not going away. It's not going to stop. Especially in light of the fact that the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, plans to run for governor in 2026. We cannot allow her to pull off what Katie Hobbs pulled off in Arizona back in 2022. Now, the one race that was called that gave us 58 Republicans in the state house to 52, the exact number I had predicted months ago, well, guess what? Now it's headed for a recount. Why? Because some ballots magically appeared that were not counted from the city of Battle Creek. As they did a retabulation of the votes from Battle Creek during the canvass in Calhoun County, they ended up with an official total difference of 61 votes between the incumbent Democrat Jim Hadsma and the Republican Steve Frisbee. This will trigger a recount. The recount was confirmed by the Democrats' attorney, Chris Treblecock, stating that there was an error with flash drives, which overwrote 2,800 uncounted absentee votes from the city of Battle Creek. Republicans' lead was 1,381, was reduced down to 58. And now, because of the retabulation, it was increased by 3 to 61. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just a final comment on this wrap-up story about the 58th Republican in the State House, State Representative Steve Frisbee. This news about the retabulation and the recount that could come, according to the Democrats' attorney, a recount could confirm whether that we have the correct numbers based on the initial canvass and the retabulation. The fact is, we still haven't been provided precinct totals that were actually certified by the Board of Canvassers. News of the County Board of Canvassers came from press release. The Calhoun County Clerk, as of 12:30 yesterday, had not updated the website with the final official numbers. The county canvass revealed additional questions about potential mistakes that could affect the outcome of this race. Well, a recount of the vote can't be requested until the State Board of Canvassers certifies the vote count for the entire state, which according to our state statute has to be done by this coming Monday, November 25th, according to the Bureau of Elections. Well, the Republican is confident that the canvass produced an accurate count and that what the county Board of Canvassers certify will be the final numbers. Let the recount happen, and let's put a absolute end to this story, said Frisbee. An end to this story. It's got to stop. Do the recount. I don't care if he wins by two votes. Do the recount and put this story to bed. It has to happen. Now, let's look at and talk about the lame duck. What's on their agenda? Well, very interesting story here, because it ties in to a couple of efforts. One of them is the One Fair Wage. The thing that was supposed to be on the ballot, well, the group is advocating for a $15 an hour minimum wage standard and elimination of Michigan's tipped wage credit for waiters, waitresses, people in the hotel restaurant industry. They put out a press release saying that lawmakers who don't act are risking the votes of those in favor of the cause. One Fair Wage held a rally at the State of Michigan office in Detroit, where they called on Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the state legislature to uphold the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling that would raise the minimum wage and phase out the tipped wage level primarily for restaurant servers. President and co-founder Saru Jayaraman said in a statement, last week's election results sent a clear message. voters overwhelmingly prioritized wages and affordability. Democratic leaders who fail to address these issues risk alienating working families, losing their trust and their votes. John Selleck, spokesperson for Save My Tips, who is advocating for the state legislature to keep tipped wages, said this issue isn't as partisan as the One Fair Wage folks would like to say it is. This is an economic issue. And both parties are hearing from servers and bartenders loud and clear. Absolutely hearing from them. And business owners, restaurants, hotels, the industry, don't mess with our pay scale for our workers. By the way, Democratic Governor Mara Healey campaigned against One Fair Wage. Where is Governor Whitmer on this issue? Absolutely in support of it. Well, guess what? This, I believe, is not even going to be touched in this lame duck. The Democrats are smart enough to know there is going to be another election in 2 years. What is on the top of their list? Well, according to President and CEO Monica Stanton, Michigan League for Public Policy, she said these are the items that must be on the lame duck list before the end of this year. Paid family and medical leave policies, tenants' rights, and 26 weeks of increased unemployment insurance benefits. She is, without a doubt, pushing this legislative agenda and wants the Democrats to take care of it. What are these? The family leave bill would allow Michigan workers to take off and be paid 15 weeks. That's right. Almost 4 months for paid family and medical leave to either address their own health or that of a child without losing their job or income. State Senator Erica Geese, communist Democrat from Taylor, said this must be a priority before we leave for the end of the year. We know that paid leave programs would be transformative for the people who make up the backbone of our state's economy, the workers. This would result in stronger economic security and better health outcomes for them and their families. Now, according to the very left-leaning Progress Michigan, who conducted a poll, they claim that 71% of Michiganders support paid family leave and would have the belief that this would have, quote, minimal negative and perhaps even positive impacts on the overall business climate, end quote. Again, using Progress Michigan's company, University of Michigan Poverty Solutions. That's who conducted the poll. Okay, so let me get this straight. You use the communist University of Michigan Poverty Solutions to do a poll, and then you're going to tell us that the poll was fair? They don't even mention the numbers, who was polled, how many respondents, what was their methodology, Republicans, Democrats, independents, most likely voters, none of that is in this story. Again, according to the Michigan League of Public Policy's president, Stanton, also wants to see on the governor's desk a bill that would prohibit Michigan landlords from discriminating against tenants based on their source of income and also ensure a right to counsel for any tenants that are facing eviction. Other bills would seal and expunge eviction records in certain circumstances and limit the use of criminal history investigations when screening a tenant. So now they want to tell landlords how they can screen their tenants. And they want a bill and a law to prohibit them from doing what they feel is necessary to vet their tenants. Legislation would not only help remove barriers to safe and affordable housing for Michiganders, but will also ensure more families are able to keep a stable roof over their heads. Noting that 32,762 K through 12 students experienced homelessness in Michigan in 2022, according to Kids Count data. Finally, on the wish list, they want the legislation to expand Michigan's 20 weeks of employment back to 26 weeks. And they want to increase the maximum benefit, which is right now $362 a week. Stanton went on to say, ensuring workers that live in areas where jobs are less plentiful, including rural areas, they need adequate time to find the best work opportunities available to them, as well as receive weekly benefits that more sufficiently covers the cost of housing and other basic necessities would go a long way to strengthening Michigan families, Stanton said. Even though we have many help wanted signs everywhere you drive, there's help wanted signs. Not only fast food places, retail stores. I was in Traverse City the other day. I counted 4 businesses, not fast food, not retail, that had help wanted signs in front of their businesses. One was a manufacturing company on Cass Road. You see them all over the place, now hiring. But no, we want more longer government assistance. And they want to increase the pay, the benefits they call unemployment. Unbelievable. Well, folks, be prepared, because when they get done with deer season, when they get done with Thanksgiving a week from today, when they head back into session on Tuesday, December 3rd, I will be monitoring and following all of their legislative agenda items. We get an email at the radio station. I know committee assignments. I know exactly what bills are going to be going forward. And I will absolutely, absolutely get this information to you guys. Is it going to do any good? Absolutely not. Why? Because the Democrats have a 2-seat majority in the House, 56 to 54, which they have lost on November 5th. It has flipped. 4 seats have gone to the Republicans. They now have 58 to 52 Democrats. Senators were not up for re-election this year. So thereby, they still have a 2-seat majority in the state Senate, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. And, of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So, put your seatbelts on. Get ready to hear.